Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 24th of December, 2012. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for the show. It's quite possible that you're shopping for gifts at the moment with Christmas fast approaching, and this week Alba is asking, what is the best present you've ever received? Laura's frase idiomática is de tal palo, tal astilla, and you'll find out later what that means. Finally, JP and Nayeli are discussing the very subtle differences in Mexican Spanish between ahora and ahorita. All this and more in this week's episode of Como siempre, vamos a empezar con Alba. Venga, Alba, cuéntanos, ¿cuál es la pregunta de hoy?
La pregunta de hoy es, ¿cuál es el mejor regalo que has recibido jamás?
¿Cuál es el mejor regalo? What is the best present, the best gift que has recibido jamás? That you have ever received. ¿Cuál es el mejor regalo que has recibido jamás?
Una poesía.
Yo, el amor de mis hijos.
Nacer.
¿Y tú? Skateboard.
El juego de Skylanders de la Wii.
Un viaje a Venecia.
Yo, un viaje a Londres. Aunque todavía no lo he recibido, pero lo recibiré.
Yo, pues, no lo sé.
Mi hijo, yo creo que ha sido el mejor regalo que he recibido y que podré recibir nunca en la vida. Creo que es maravilloso y estamos súper felices y contentos con él, aunque no hayamos tenido la posibilidad de haberlo traído en este viaje.
So, once again, some interesting answers there from our interviewees in Barcelona. Now, as usual, we're going to go back through some of these answers and look more carefully at the language that they have used. The first answer is fairly straightforward. This lady mentions one thing that she has received.
Una poesía.
Una poesía. Una poesía, a poem. The next answer comes from a mother and her two children. And it's quite interesting to hear the differences in the answers about the best present you've ever received between the generations. Have a listen.
Yo, el amor de mis hijos.
Nacer.
¿Y tú?
El juego de Skylanders de la Wii.
So the mother here says that the best present that she has received is el amor de mis hijos, the love of my children. And her daughter continues in this vein because the best present that she has had is nacer, to be born. However, the son is a little more down to earth. He is asked what the best present he's ever received is, and he answers el juego de Skylanders de la Wii. So the Skylanders game for the Wii. Okay, let's have a listen to our third interview. And this one features three answers from three different people, three young girls.
Un viaje a Venecia.
Yo, un viaje a Londres. Aunque todavía no lo he recibido, pero lo recibiré.
Yo, pues, no lo sé.
So here perhaps the first interview and the third interview are straightforward enough, but the second one is a little more complicated. The third girl said, pues yo no lo sé. Me, I don't know. The first girl mentioned un viaje a Venecia, Venecia, Venice. Let's have a listen again to the second answer.
Yo, un viaje a Londres, aunque todavía no lo he recibido, pero lo recibiré.
So the best present that she has received is a trip to London, although she's not yet received it. So she knows she's going, but she's not been yet. Okay, it's time now to listen to our final answer.
Mi hijo. Yo creo que ha sido el mejor regalo que he recibido y que podré recibir nunca en la vida. Creo que es maravilloso y estamos súper felices y contentos con él, aunque no hayamos tenido la posibilidad de haberlo traído en este viaje.
So quite a long answer here, and also in quite fast Spanish. He's talking about mi hijo. The best gift that he's ever received is his son, mi hijo. So I think he is the best present that I have had and that I will have in life. He goes on to add some further information. Have a listen to the whole response again and concentrate on this second part.
Mi hijo. Yo creo que ha sido el mejor regalo que he recibido y que podré recibir nunca en la vida. Creo que es maravilloso y estamos súper felices y contentos con él, aunque no hayamos tenido la posibilidad de haberlo traído en este viaje.
So he's wonderful, he's marvelous, and we're really happy with him. Even if we haven't been able to bring him on this journey. Okay, let's listen once more to all our answers.
La pregunta de hoy es, ¿cuál es el mejor regalo que has recibido jamás?
Una poesía.
Yo, el amor de mis hijos.
Nacer.
¿Y tú? Escape.
El juego de Skylanders de la Wii.
Un viaje a Venecia.
Yo, un viaje a Londres. Aunque todavía no lo he recibido, pero lo recibiré.
Yo, pues, no lo sé.
Mi hijo. Yo creo que ha sido el mejor regalo que he recibido y que podré recibir nunca en la vida. Creo que es maravilloso y estamos súper felices y contentos con él, aunque no hayamos tenido la posibilidad de haberlo traído en este viaje.
Respuestas muy interesantes hoy. Gracias, Marc. Hasta luego.
Pues muchas gracias y feliz Navidad a Alba. We are going to move on to our second part of the show now, and it's over to Laura with her frase idiomática de la semana. Hola, Laura.
Hola, amigos. Hola, Marc.
¿Cómo estás hoy?
Genial. Hoy genial.
Me alegro. Entonces, ¿tienes una frase interesante para nosotros hoy?
Hoy traigo una frase muy chula.
Muy chula.
Muy
Venga.
Chula. De tal palo, tal astilla.
De tal palo, tal astilla. Vamos a hablar un poco del vocabulario ya. ¿Un palo?
Stick.
A stick, ¿ya? Yeah. Un palo, a stick. ¿Y astilla?
Astilla es la pequeña parte que viene de un palo, que se rasca de un palo.
So it's the little bit that comes off a stick. A splinter, perhaps?
A splinter, exactly.
So can you have una astilla in your finger, for example?
Sí, sí, muy molesto.
Mm-hmm. In Scotland, we call that a skelf. I don't know if that's what it's called in England as well, but in Scotland, it's a skelf. You've got a skelf in your finger. Bueno, un palo, a stick, una astilla, a splinter. So, de tal palo, tal astilla.
Sí, esta frase viene a referir la relación entre, sobre todo, un padre, un hijo, una madre, una hija.
Vale, entonces es una frase que se usa para hablar de las generaciones de una familia, quizás.
Sí, para hablar de las cualidades o de los vicios o de las cosas comunes que tienen entre un padre y un hijo.
Danos un ejemplo.
Un ejemplo. Si mi padre tiene un gesto típico, tocarse una ceja, por ejemplo, y mi hermano tiene el mismo gesto, se toca la ceja, ves a uno y estás a la vez viendo al otro, de tal palo, tal astilla.
Okay, so in English, we would probably say, there is a phrase in English that's quite similar, a chip off the old block.
A chip off the old block.
A chip off the old block. Mm-hmm. But probablemente diríamos, like father, like son, or like mother, like daughter.
Y se refiere al padre como el palo y al hijo como la astilla.
Yo digo siempre que mi hermana es como mi madre, que son la misma persona. Entonces podríamos decir de tal palo, tal astilla.
Sí.
Muy bien, pues muy interesante. Muchas gracias.
Espero que os sirva. Un saludo.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. in between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And finally, we are heading to Seattle, where JP and Nayeli have another interesting Q&A Spanish section for us.
Thanks, Mark. This is JP Villanueva for Coffee Break Spanish, and I'm here with the lovely and talented Nayeli. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP.
¿Cómo te va?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias. I'm doing just great. We have an interesting question from Heather today. Heather says, what's the difference between ahora and ahorita? Is there a difference? Do they mean now or do they mean later? What's going on?
JP, I take it that she has been in Mexico recently.
Maybe so. Why? What's the issue?
Well, because that is a very regional Mexican thing to say.
What is it?
The ahora y ahorita.
Okay.
I think as Mexicans, we differentiate between now and later by saying ahora y ahorita.
Oh, so they don't mean the same thing.
They do mean now, but one's an immediate now and the other one's a little later.
Okay, what do you mean? We better hear some examples.
I had a friend from Puerto Rico who's like, what is it with that? So she, because it's exclusively Mexican.
Okay.
Because she would say, why, when you say ahora, I usually, so this happened to us in college.
Uh-huh.
She'd call me and ask me to go to dinner and I'd say, sí, voy ahora.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
Well, no, I'd show up half an hour later.
Okay.
And she wasn't very happy. She'd been waiting for half an hour.
Oh, no. So when you say, sí, voy ahora, doesn't mean I'm leaving now.
Right. That means I'll be there in a short period of time.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's usually, I don't think it goes beyond the hour. I can't pinpoint it, but it's not immediately.
Oh.
However, there were times when she'd call me and I said, sí, voy ahorita.
I'm going right now.
And that meant I was walking out the door as soon as I hung up on her.
Okay.
So then one day she was a little, and she, like I said, she's Puerto Rican and she speaks Spanish. She's like, you know, on my island, ahora means like now. And I said, well, and she's like, and I've learned that in wherever you come from, ahorita means now and ahora is like later.
Okay.
So maybe Heather has experienced that.
Maybe so.
Because that is very typical it's a very Mexican thing.
Okay. So even though it sounds like the same word, ahorita for Mexicans means now, now, now.
Now, now, now.
Whereas ahora means now, more or less.
Right. So this isn't an issue in Latin America and Spain. It's really an issue in Mexico. So that's a cultural tidbit.
Okay.
That's just a secret for you to know when to wait and when not to.
Okay. All right. Ahora and ahorita.
So I hope that helps some of our listeners.
You know, Nayeli, I think it will. Folks, if you have a question for Nayeli and I, we would be glad to answer it for you. Now, we're here answering questions on the CBS Magazine, but we also have our own podcast, and that's called Q&A Spanish, Q&A Question and Answer Spanish, where we're answering all kinds of listener questions. If you have a question for us, we'd love to hear it from you. If you're in the UK, you can leave us a voicemail at 0845-834-0115. If you're in the US, you can call us at 408-540-6118. You can contact us through Skype. Our Skype ID is Q&A Spanish. That's all one word. Of course, you can get a hold of us through Facebook, Q&A Spanish, or Twitter at Q&A Spanish. Or you can email us at help@Q&A Spanish.com. So as you can see, there's all kinds of ways that you can get a hold of us to ask your question about Spanish. Now, if I went too fast for you, you can get all that information. That's all available on our website, which is Q&A Spanish.com. What do you think, Nayeli? I think we should throw it back to Mark in Scotland.
Let's go back to Mark.
Okay, Mark, take it away. Hasta luego, everyone.
Hasta pronto.
Bueno, muchas gracias, como siempre, a Nayeli y a JP. Y feliz Navidad a vosotros. Bueno, ya está por hoy. That's it, or that's almost it for this episode. And indeed, it's almost it for this series, because next time is our final episode in this series of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. There are a couple of things I'd like you to know before we finish, however. One is that the voting is still open for the European Podcast Awards, so you can head over to radiolingua.com/EPA to find out how you can vote for Coffee Break Spanish in the European Podcast Awards. And we'd be really grateful if you would consider voting for Coffee Break Spanish, or indeed Coffee Break French, in these awards. It's the nominations process at the moment, and we'll find out in January, I believe, if things have gone well. Secondly, I'd like you to know that right at the moment, that is on the 24th of December 2012, we have a sale on. So if you're not yet a member of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine premium content, where you can access all the brilliant videos and the notes and all the extra materials that our premium members get, then now is the time to subscribe. There's a discount code available on the website. You can visit us at radiolingua.com/sale to access that information. And finally, there is just one day to go here before Christmas in the UK. And if you're still running around trying to find a last minute gift, then maybe listening to this podcast has been the perfect solution, because we are now offering gift memberships to all our courses. You can find out more about accessing our Radiolingua gifts by going to radiolingua.com/gift. And there you'll be able to find out how you can purchase a gift membership for someone else who is learning a language and would benefit from our premium materials. Thank you, as ever, for listening to this episode. I'd like to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Feliz Navidad a todos. Y hasta pronto.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.